We know that a pig is usually an epitome of non-kosher food. I know many people that would eat non-kosher meat, but they would never eat pork. Many Jews, when they just start keeping kosher, they might eat everything else non-kosher. They'll eat crabs, they'll eat every type of non-kosher meat, but pork they will not eat. So I want to ask you a question. Is pig more not kosher than other not kosher animals?
When we say about non-kosher meat, generally, meat could be non-kosher for two reasons. Number one, because it is taken from an animal which was originally not kosher, like a pig, or like snake, like crab, like catfish, like a horse. So this is one of the reasons why meat might be not kosher. Another reason why meat might be not kosher, it's taken from a kosher animal, from a cow, but it's not slaughtered properly, or the blood wasn't drained, or it wasn't prepared properly. So this is another reason why meat could be not kosher. In Hebrew terminology, there's a difference between trefa and nevela. Trefa and nevela is whether it was slaughtered properly and then not prepared correctly, or it was not slaughtered properly in the first place. But now, we have a question. Is pig more unkosher than a horse, let's say? We are Jewish, and we have many different answers to one question because we have many different ways of looking at things, so the answer is both yes and no. So, from the strict halachic perspective, halachic means Jewish law, so from a halachic perspective, there's no difference whatsoever between somebody eating a piece of meat from a pig or a piece of meat from a dog or a horse, because they are equally not kosher. But there's still a difference. This is what the difference is. What determines whether an animal is a kosher animal or not a kosher animal? There are two signs that any mammal has to have in order to be kosher, which is hooves and chew its own cud. Hooves, it has to have split hooves, and chewing cud means it has to have multiple stomachs. So it brings up the food and then swallows back in and then swallows back in. So here is an interesting point. An animal, usually we see animals that don't have split hooves but chew a cud. A pig is an animal that has split hooves but does not chew a cud. So in other words, the two signs for being kosher are chewing cud and having split hooves. Having split hooves is an external sign, and chewing cud is an internal sign, right? Because when you look at an animal, you cannot tell whether it chews its cud. So chewing cud is an internal sign, and having split hooves is an external sign. So if there is an animal that chews its cud, it is internally kosher, and if there's an animal that has split hooves, it is externally kosher. We need to have an animal both internally and externally kosher in order to be able to be eaten. Now, pig is one of very few, maybe even the only animal that we know of, that is externally kosher, it has split hooves, but internally is not, it doesn't chew a cud. So in other words, even though from the point of view of Jewish law, pork is as not kosher as every other non-kosher animal, but if you look at it from a spiritual perspective, pig is a not kosher animal that externally looks kosher. That's why it's more dangerous. It is a hypocrite. That's why there is a saying in Yiddish, Chazir Fisalach. Chazir Fisalach means pork's feet. When somebody is pretending to be very holy, very pious, very honest, and really he is not, in Yiddish they call him Chazir Fisalach. He is just showing himself as being good and nice. Really, he's not. We Jews are best at everything. We are the best doctors, the best lawyers, but we're also best crooks and best cheaters. This is why, traditionally, pig is considered to be worse than all other non-kosher animals. It's not necessarily less kosher from the legal perspective, but it is worse because it's pretending to be kosher. But here is another very interesting point. I told you now why pig is
worse than every other animal. Now you'll find out something shocking. In Hebrew, pig is chazir. That's word how it's called in Hebrew. And the reason why it's called chazir, chazir in Hebrew means return. Because it says in the future, it will return back to being kosher. Originally it was kosher. It's not kosher now. But when Mashiach will come, it'll be kosher. We will be allowed to eat pork when Mashiach will come. What? We just said that pig is the worst of all non-kosher animals. And now we found out that pork is the only non-kosher animal that in the future will be kosher. How is it possible? Is it worse or is it better? So that's the answer. The answer is it's true. It is more dangerous now because it's pretending to be what it's not. But if you pretend long enough to be something, you'll eventually become it. As they say in English, fake it till you make it. There's a very interesting story about the Alter Rebbe. People came to the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, saying, your students pretend to be very pious. They look very pious, but you know what? Really, they're not. I saw them do this and this and this and this and this. The Alter Rebbe thought for a second and he said, no, it should happen to them what says about people who pretend to be what they're not in the Mishnah. What does Mishnah say? It says that people should not fake illness. You probably heard from your grandparents, don't sit in a wheelchair, don't jump around with crutches, right? Why? Because it says that if you fake an illness, this illness will come upon you. You will not die before this illness will come upon you. That's why you should not fake illness. So the Alter Rebbe says, if that's the case with bad things, with illnesses, for sure it's the case also with good things, like faking to be a pious person. If you fake illness and because of that, you'll not die before getting this illness. If you fake being pious, you'll not die before becoming pious. So the Alter Rebbe said, you know what, you're complaining to me about these people pretending to be very devout, very holy. I understand they're pretending, and that's terrible. But from the very fact that they're pretending, they could get a blessing, that they will actually become what they are pretending to be. So this is our approach. We usually do not like fakers, it's true. But then when it comes to me doing what I'm supposed to do, I know I should be doing something. I'm really not in the mood of putting on tefillin today. I'm not in the mood. I'm angry at God today. But you know what? Let me fake it. I'll fake it. I'll put on tefillin even though I don't have any feelings for it. When it comes to mitzvahs, fake it till you make it.